Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, doing stuff.
We're ready to go, man. You already know that.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, you. Willie Flight. Yo.
Doing stuff.
It's on my new whip. Yeah.
Fresh death, my whip looks serene. Speaks up in my itch is me. We turned up and I'm with my team. And I'm pulling up in that Mr. Clean. Falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza. I do this with my group is we be falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza.
Okay. Get it back to the days I was writing like Mason them. Cause every flow I spit, the better place I'm in. And now I blaze a pen and kill tracks. Show the world I'm great. Cause only good means your paper thin. There's no way in. I gotta be amazing, but I ain't quit playing. Now they see I'm getting wrist game. Whip chains with a crib aim. And it's yellow like a piss game. I can't complain about the his vein. Made a list of the things that I aim to get. I go for it like I'm on a tour. They want more. The kids all rain with the flow. Let it pour for a bit. Been a boy from the grit. Steady getting bored when I spit. Cast said, give me more of the hits. Now I'm saying that we need green. In the process, I keep it trill, no cheap keep. I go bang, bang, bang. Hitting you no money in the same thing. When you getting changed, sitting flame, sitting on a plane, trying to get the Spain. No one came close to all my teams up. Most in the game, now we close in the rain. New flow, give it both to the game. Started roast when I came to the show. I'm a beast, let them know I wanna be 19. Sitting on bankroll by the bank low. What it look like, my team here, so we gotta have a good night. Trying to live a good life. So they wanna say we hot now. My city locked down, trying to figure flows that I could write. My time bright in the limelight. My mind right, so you in the block of the hottest. I hate being modest. I'm wildin' out just to make all of you artists look cheesy, no cottage. Cheesy, no cottage.
Y'all corny. Fresh death, my whip glistering. Speak something, my itch is mean. We turned up and I'm with my team. And I'm pulling up in that Mr. Clean. Falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza. I do this with my cougars. We be falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza.
Look, my side chick is too on. Grinding on me till I cut it out, coupon. You in the back of the club just hating. Why? Cause you ain't getting bread, nigga, crouton. What the fuck are you on? I need a couple drinks. You look stressed out, I think you need a couple shrinks. Took a John and Myers to the crib before I even blink. Shawty wet, I'm deeper than a drain in the sink. Shawty give me brain, she ain't even had think. Do what it do, and then I share it like a link. I'm too on, come on, baby, let's do it in the backseat. Cause I'm trying to get it popping like some acne. Actually, yo, I'm trying to get in tune with you. Hope you know I kill the pussy, better bring a tune with you. Man, that bring me tarted, and I'm trying to act a fool with you. Sex with your brand, man, I'm trying to break the rules with you. Nowadays niggas thirsty, quagmire, biting all on your neck, nigga vampire. She keep on calling me baby, it's only right that she treat me like a pacifier. Index flow, let me make this clear, look, I'll end your career before it started. I come from darkness, I am well guarded, I am hard as rock, you as soft as carpet. Hold up, wait, I dictate, y'all niggas flow trash, my stress, cold gate, on plate, but y'all niggas ain't safe. If you hold weight, that determines your fate. Track stars, who y'all run with, have y'all ducking like limbo when shots fire. She on her knees, umpire, giving head, nigga, blow.
Fresh death, my whip glistering. Speak something, my itch is mean. We turned up and I'm with my team. And I'm pulling up in that Mr. Clean. Falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza. I do this with my cougars. We be falling off that new stuff. Turn up off that new stuff. We don't need no pizza.
Just me and my cougars, baby.
GDJ, see, know we gon' do right.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water.
My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water.
All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't keeping out no water. Fuck no fire, we got water.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Kendrick told me that. We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out all the haters. They just want me headed back. Resupply it what they order. You got fire, we got water. Time I pee you when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't keeping out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water. You know I got a neck right across the border. The border. I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida. I get it back to Philly, I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters. Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. Goddamn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. Yeah, I love fast money. Fast car. Bright ice. Fast bra. Gilly, homie, got a mean team. It's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't keeping out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. In the water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire. We got
Here we got that fire. That fire. That fire. My liver don't need no more liquor. Liquor. We drinking until we fade. 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 You got it, but we got more. Nigga. Nigga. Got a freak bitch to call freak with. Making movies with it, no treatment. She blitz the dick, no prevent. Didn't let me score, no defense. It's a team win, put schemes in. No water there, we put the lean in. Pop a perk, hit the kush. Wash it down, put the water. Gotta pee that they can get, but charge them up for the quarters. If you want it, it's the order. Supply with the order. We got fire, and we got water. And my P.O. when I get there.
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
That was my shit. Had to start off the show with Mr. Clean representing my boys from Snapfest, JQ, Millie Flights. Got some more music from my boys, of course, on deck for tonight, as well as, you know, some banging new tracks from a lot of talented artists up and down the East Coast. Y'all just check Water, Seer. Shout out to my boy Seer, 215 Seer. And Gilly, as well as Dunny on the track, and fucked about the hook. I like that, John. Welcome to another fun episode of Philly Shine Radio. I know y'all been missing us, and so many technical difficulties. Plus, I had my own share of drama, but who cares about all that? Definitely want to shout out everybody joining the call tonight and showing love. I see my boy online. We gonna have some fun. My special guest, one of Philly's favorite rappers. Like, this artist has been on his grind since he was a young man. He has a new mixtape coming out. Who beat is this? He will be doing the listening party this Friday with us at The Buzz at Club Halo on Lancaster Avenue. Definitely stay tuned to my Instagram, my Twitter. Hit me up. Y'all know it. Y'all can always call me, 215-839-8186, if you need any details about the show or whatever. I'm trying to show love. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. My first caller, one of Philly Shine Radio's VIPs in the building, Vinny Showbo. What's good with you?
Yo, what up? Yo, what's good, man? I'm in transition right now. I just called to check you out, see what's going on, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I did see the new name on Twitter. What's that about?
Nah, that's like a childhood name all my people call me. Like, I originally got that name from Crack, from PD Crack. They call me mm-hmm. Skernie. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, what does it mean?
Eventually, the crew, everybody got a habit. They calling me that now. So I said, fuck it, I'm going to be Skernie for y'all for like a month. Now I'm switching that shit right back. The money-making motherfuckers, you know, free shit.
Definitely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Good that you always check in and show us some love. I gotta get your opinion on my topic for tonight. You know, we're talking about how judgmental people are, especially when they ain't even getting paid for it, or they're not even being constructive to help a person out. Have you experienced anybody being like too judgmental or just totally out of pocket?
I'm like this, man. Yo, niggas been calling me corny, like, my whole career. Like, I've been hearing that a lot. Like, I don't really give a fuck what niggas think. You know what I mean? Because half of the niggas that be judging, and chicks too, half of them chicks that be judging, they judge for the wrong reasons. Like, it's cool to judge somebody because constructive criticism is always accepted. But a lot of you motherfuckers out here, y'all just judging just to do it. Just to get a laugh out of shit or just to see somebody give up. And I'm here to say that's corny, you know what I mean? But I would never judge nobody for you to give up, you know what I mean? But how will people be saying what they say about me, whatever? They can judge all they want because, you know, I don't have the energy to spend on that, you know what I'm saying? So if they got the energy to spend on that, let them go ahead because I'm going to spend my energy on something else, something more positive. Like, if I'm going to judge you, I ain't going to call it a judge. I'm going to call it constructive criticism because I love you and I want to see you do better. You know what I mean? I want to see you improve in what you're doing, so...
Right. And that's how I feel, too. But it's just so funny how people are just miserable. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, I can't help another person, but I definitely want to give people more options sometimes. Because it's like, at the end of the day, people would rather be lazy and not do anything but talk about another person or say what another person can do. You know what I mean? Or what they can't do. Drive me nuts.
A lot of people out there, that budget your money for you. That tell you what to do with your money or what's a better idea for your money without putting no money
right.
to the pot. You know what I mean? Those people out there too. You know what I'm saying? They judge your move when you mess up. But they're not in with you on the move you're making when you first make it. They just watch. They watch them to see if you fail or succeed. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I've had so many people, and then it's fine. You know what I mean? Because one thing I needed people to know, I never came close to giving up, regardless of what goes on. And then I just kind of want to inspire other people to stay focused that way. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up, no matter how much BS people talk. Shout out to my boy, The Real Spades. Definitely, I'm going to show him some love tonight. The beautifulest thing in this world. He has a new track, hot video. Sorry I didn't make the video. I was supposed to be in the video. You know, I was going to be dancing on a rooftop with my little top hat. No, I wasn't. I'm lying. But I definitely was going to show some love tonight. I mean, to my peoples, and tonight I will be playing this song. Give me some new music. What you don't like? You don't like Philly Sean Radio?
I gave you plenty of music. I got plenty of music up there.
I don't got no music from you.
I got a song with the boy Havoc from Mozzy, with Murder Baby, Computer. I got a joint with Lazy Cake did a drop for me, Uncle Murder, Fat Boy. I got a joint with Paris from G Unit all talking crazy on that joint. I got a joint with Petey Crack I'm about to put out Friday called God Bless America.
That's high. Are you going to be in Philly Friday? I'm actually having an event.
Yeah, I'm going to be Saturday. Yeah.
Saturday?
Yeah. Drop back over there Saturday. Yeah, what's going on Saturday?
We'll get up. I'm not sure, but I definitely will give you some information. And definitely is going down Sunday at Epiphany Lounge in Harlem for my birthday celebration, along with my peoples and why. So I'm going to get the turn up this year for my birthday and why. Looking forward to it. You better be there. You coming in? I know that's your city, right?
What's my city?
Hello?
What's my city?
New York. I'm having my birthday party in New York on Sunday in Harlem. I'll make sure I get you the information. And show you some love. I'm going to text you, make sure that you're on deck. Make sure everybody's on deck because I'm turning a big 31. 30 has been a fun year, my goodness. Like, being all adult all the way. But it only gets better. It only starts to grow more and more. Shout out to everybody checking in. I got my boy Spades on the line. What's up with you? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's up? What's going on, man? I'm chilling.
Make sure you shout out yourself. Let everybody know who you are. What's your Instagram? What's your Twitter?
Okay. Well, they call me Spades, S-P-A-D-Z. The Instagram is at the real Spades, T-H-E-R-E-A-L, S-P-A-D-Z. Same thing for Twitter. You know, just we're enjoying a good show from this Honor Fire right now. You know, greatness is in the room.
Oh, no, that's right. Definitely showing you some love. I'm going to make sure I play your track in a few minutes. Just trying to get my switchboard together. You already know. We got to show some love. How was it shooting the video? And then even what made you pick that track to do a song to? Keith Murray's beautifulest thing in this world.
It was more like it was one of those things like people always, you know, take the old songs and make them new songs anyway. But one of the things, like, that was one of my songs that I used to, like, I mean, in the song back then, it was more of a, it was more of a versatile song. You know, it was more, like, you know, vocab. If you listen to the old song, it was more vocabulary. And I just wanted to take that style and that feel for it and make a story out of them. And, you know, and just put my own little spell on it, you know, and just keep it lyrical, so that's what I wanted to do. But keep it hip hop. Keep it hip hop at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Can't wait to get a chance to give you a full interview and show you some love. But make sure you stay tuned tonight. As I said, I am gonna play your track momentarily, show you some love. But I have to ask you also, like, your opinion on my topic for tonight. With judgmental people, and like, have you experienced anybody being overly judgmental towards you?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, people, always got. You gotta look at it like this. God gave everybody a mouth. You know what I'm saying? So everybody gonna have something to say at the end of the day. I mean, it'd be good, positive. I mean, bad. I mean, it's up to you. It's like it's your personal decision to take somebody else's words and use them for, you know, for motivation, or use them to, you know, stop yourself. The only person that can stop you is you. I mean, if somebody tell you to jump off the roof, you're going to, you know, jump off the roof, or you're going to be like, you know what, that you told me to jump off the roof. Maybe I can do this instead of jump off the roof. You know what I'm saying? So you can't let people judge you. I mean, this ain't a courtroom. I mean, so it's just.
Right.
It's just, I mean, it's all good. I mean.
type person. I'm staying out of courtroom. They ain't never going to see me in there, so I don't need to be judged at all. For me, it's like I feel like at the end of the day, like, it's best to enjoy life. Like, once you're worrying about what somebody else is doing, you're taking away from yourself. Like, I say, unless something is funny, shut up. Because sometimes that's one emotion I think people can't hold in. Like, if something is funny, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got a shirt on backwards, or they just tripped, or, you know what I mean? They just took a crazy picture. Like, you got to laugh sometimes. Like, you don't want to hurt a person's feeling. And I don't think that's a bad judgment. But I feel like if everybody starts, you know what I mean, focusing on the positive and focusing on enjoying life we'll be able to make a lot of changes. We would be so far
in anything we're doing. Like, somebody would just focus on the positive. But it's just, I don't know, it's just people, that's what people, they wake up and be like, you know, let me fuck the day up. I mean, and that's just how people wake up. I mean, and that's, I mean, of course it's not cool, but, and that's why a lot of people want to, you know, that's what they want to do, and they want to get out, you know, get out from their predicament. You know, that's just what they're around, and, you know, that's just how life goes.
Yo, I forget that it is people out there like that, because if I ever experience anybody that's just that negative, that corny, I'm of course, going to distance myself from them anyway and totally forget about them. But you saying it just definitely reminds me of the ugly that is out here in the world. People are like that. Like, I know people, I've known people that are just so like that. Shout out to everybody joining in, listening on the show tonight. I appreciate it. We're going to get ready to get into my special guest tonight. Definitely, if you have any comments or shout-outs, press 1. I'll definitely get to your call. And we're going to be playing my boy's track at 11:30, so make sure y'all tuned in. I'm going to show my boy Speed some love. And where's he get the name from, Speed? Like, what does that mean? Trump and shit?
When I was a kid, I was in 7th grade. It came to, like, one of those, if you ever played the game Spades, like the card game, the Spades family and cards is one of the best, you know, one of the best choices that you could ever pick in the game of Spades. It's like one of the, it's like one of those families that really, it's like one of the families that don't lose. So I'm one of the best decisions, so I'm Spades.
Okay, that's a trump card, the Spades. That's
right. Yeah, but I'll be getting static because of the boy Spado. Like, they'll be like, yeah, I heard a new Spades. Like, you mean Spado? No, I mean Spades.
Well, you know, Spado been at it for years.
Right.
I never understood his name Spado. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm going to check out his interview. See why his name is what it is. Definitely salute him. And I got to go in on my favorite track for tonight from one of my favorite rappers, Vodka. He has this crazy-ass banger. I got to learn the lyrics, too. So I'm going to be playing it a couple times tonight. 3 Kings, y'all. Check it out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's go. Let's go.
I put the brakes on these motherfuckers, sneak thieves and leeches, they fucking suckers. Apply pressure like place hands to a knife wound. My virtuous patience, time consumed, chess moves. Fucking sleeves, frenemies, can't wait do I lose. 6 million ways to out your ass, which one do I choose? Transform the jignity like a Decepticon. Get at you broad day with the chrome fit, Megatron. It got you bitching and twitching, what type of shit are you on? After the mushroom clouds, the shockwave of the atom bomb. I don't know what the fuck they want from me. I do this shit for the love, homie. Fuck the money, that uptown post got bullshit. I'm on it. Why fuck with the nest to get stung by 1,000 hornets? I move, Yangi, Wednesday, warning, forecast, drizzling, rain, storming, tornadoes, twister, hurricane, copy, volcano eruptions, tidal waves, tsunami. Why these fools take kindness for weak? But scared to touch the water like acid, I'm nothing sweet. I shall not lose, not even in defeat. You couldn't do it yourself, you some chumps to help cheat. Everything's a scramble, a gamble, my resurrected back. I play my bets on red, homie, fuck black.
Go.
It's getting real in the field. So it's either kill or get killed. Popping on the pills. And I got the coppers on my heels. But I ain't never copping on the deal. They won't let a nigga chill. Try and have me locked in the district. Knocked off my pivot. Cause I'm scoring. The cells pop off the cricket. They rolling on niggas. We knocking on biscuits. Them niggas bitches. Hollow tips leave you hollow when I air it out. I got a bullet that'll pull your whole spirit out. The gun under my arm but can't keep it. Cause when you rock niggas can't nobody keep a secret. I ain't no bitch, I never get on my knees. I speed stick, turn it up 1,000 degrees. We can rumble, you don't wanna see my palms beat. Them niggas shitting bricks like they eat concrete.
Ooh, like they eating concrete. Ooh, like they eating concrete. Ooh, like they eating. Like they eating. I grew up real spoiled as the oldest boy, the youngest daughter, who made the most noise. They said I was so creative how I played with my toys. I shot my army men with rubber bands and broke off their arms like they got shot going to war with my G.I. Joe man. I got the game from this old man who knew my whole fam. He said, what you gonna do, young boy? You getting old, man. You getting old. He put that bundle in my hand and before he let it go, this will change your life forever, he said, real slow. And I took it cause I wanted to beat a boy with that blow. Cause I seen the movie Blow and I was eager trying to blow. 12-12s in my sock, 125 in the drone. And all I can think of is how they needed more. But I ain't see they can see me more or hear I was to talk or feel how they felt when I started to and I ain't need no help. I even said it myself with my head to the sky, tucking my Gucci belt. And the blues said, pop, get in your groove, smoke a little L, drink a little booze, shoot a little dice. You know you can't lose, and we gon' rob that man if he acting too cool. That's where my mental was at, and I was coming from school, going right to champagnes with some bitch I knew. And I was 16 like some clips I knew. And the butterfly jaws was the shrimp I knew. The word is yours in the air like some blimp I knew. I limp like some pimp I knew. I used to put 2 on the 1, fuck it, 4 on the 2. And the squirrel in my girl bra, it's personal use. I ain't changed, I'm just another motherfucker to you. Cause you see dark clouds and my skies is blue. But I can go in the dark and I can glow in the dark too. A nightmare on your Elm Street is Child's Play 2, Hellraiser 3 and Halloween 2. You got hollows in you, I'm here hunting Sleepy Hollow for you. Getting drunk off so beesky every swallow is new. Don't worry about my gift, use the talent in you. Your niggas sleeping on my niggas. It's
High Studio.
All I see is money in his bet. I'm about to count about 100 in his bet. I'm sparking up just why the money fall. And I ain't worrying about none of y'all.
Money straight,
bottle when we show off in the club. Haters, they be hating and the ladies show us love. I'm high as a get, I don't know a buff. I'm ready to fuck it, she keep asking where the drugs. So I feed her A, then I feed her lean. Then I roll my L, then I get in between. Gave her dope dick, now she became a fiend. I'ma call her while we up and we can see it on the screen. I'm so fly up in this bitch, I don't ever wanna lay. Till the day I fucking die, I will never take the stand. I be fucking niggas, girls, they don't care about their man. Get a deal, go anywhere, I don't ever had the plan. Hold up, wait, see that cake, about to get so at. Money straight, yeah, I'm straight, about to get so at. Got a date, hold up, wait, about to get so at. Looking great, feeling great, about to get so at. Hold up, wait, see that cake, about to get so at. Money straight, yeah, I'm straight, about to get so at. Got a date, hold up, wait, about to get so at. Looking great, feeling great, about to get so at.
Shout out to everybody listening in, checking in on Philly Shine Radio. Just had to take a little break and show some love to my boy Razor. Get to it. And Vodka. Got that Three Kings track. I guess who's on that, Joy? He told me earlier. It's going hot. I'm ready for it. Like, definitely check out my boy Instagram. Gotta be one of the funniest Instagrams out there. R-E-E-L, Vodka, V-O-D-K-A. Every freaking day on the hour, throughout the hour, it's supposed to be crazy funny, crazy real. I guess because he's in the studio cooking up that crack, making that new mixtape, getting ready to drop soon. Looking forward to that as well. And I have to say that we are doing the mixtape release party for him this Friday at Club Halo right on Lancaster Avenue. It's going down. Do not miss out. It's going to be at 5051 Lancaster Avenue. Show starts at 10:30 p.m. sharp. I'm definitely going to be hosting it, John. Just decided on that. And we will have Glockaware Radio doing it, airing live while we're on the show. So it's going to be banging. We're going to have Glockaware Radio playing some banging music and as well as a banging-ass live showcase. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties with some of my tracks. I'm about to see what's up with it, because I'm ready to play my boy music, Spades. Show him some love. I kept losing you too, Spades. Why was you, were you hanging up?
No, Junkie, it kept disconnecting, I guess.
Hmm?
I said it kept disconnecting.
No, I don't know. We got you live now.
Right.
All right, so we're gonna get your music figured out. I don't know what's going on. What's everything? You know, we got something going on Blog Talk. I don't even get it. But we wanna get it popping while I wait for the music to get uploaded. We can check out this banger, Money Trees, and I'm expecting Vodka to call in soon. So I'm going to definitely show you some love, Spades. And shout out to everybody else listening on the switchboard. If you press 1, I definitely will open up your mic. We get it popping tonight. So check this out, my boy YZ.
Hey, yo. What's up, Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what they want, this is what they need. Planting one seed, now we go money tree. Money tree, shit, I'm talking honey bee. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This is what they want.
on 28, that feel a life dope, overdose on money, respirator, bring them back, buy some kush with me, I make you have a asthma attack. Murder game, bitch, I'm running with some dreadheads. They send no clip, I ain't got them choppers, we ain't never scared. Then it ain't straight, I think I blew a quarter mil. South Beach 305, you know Club Lil. Exotic bitches, now they got me on my exotic swag. Rockin' wide, sellin', poppin' them Versace tags. Dope C, money tree. Bitch, I put so much weight, I think I'm Hercules.
This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey tree. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey tree.
The week I went gold, I sold 100 pounds. Niggas talking like hoes when I'm on sunny out. When you see me control, they wanna gun you down. Wanna sneak in your home, let off 100 rounds. I keep to myself, a voice you wanna be. Keep 100 in a stick, get you on the fleet. Wet up the block, water my water tree. Up in VIP, count up all these honeybees. 40 cars and I want me 40 more. 30 inches on it, damn, that's all it started low. Fuck shine unless you talking about some sunshine. I refer to irrelevant niggas one time. Condo big as a house, the house big as a club. Get the wasters from Lil, turn me drinks in my tub. Money trees, nigga, till the money freeze. I love gunplay, so I gave his lawyer honey cheese.
This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey tree. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key. This what they want, this what they need. Planted one seed, now we call it money tree. Money tree, yeah, I'm talking honey tree. Look poppy in his eyes, we need a honey key.
Out. 12 a.m. Ambition just got me acting reckless. Come with the best, they may say you nice, but I won't accept it. Well connected with any artist in the state I mess with. I overload with these flows and leave the prophecy tested. I guess with me, I'm just hoping I make the right decision. Listen to ignorance, hurting people, fighting division. My eyes are lifted, the crowds are saying a prodigy did it. And this is all inside a dream, I just follow the vision. Yeah, so now I'm putting it work where it counts. My cats are moving, people ratting, I'm ready to pounce. I wanna make it so I'm never stressing the mouth. I'm stepping out the house with a rollie, every link is an ounce. And now my team is steady locking the industry down. We never sleep, these kids will creep when you holding the crown. It's M-Town, been around for a minute, y'all hearing the sound of a year in the making. I'm swinging hits in the pounds up for my generation. I guess we live inside a nation of hate. Watch people turn into snakes, wake up and quake, so now my life's a stake. Putting brakes on me, but what's the weight? I got what it takes to debate with these rappers. Y'all kids can make a couple songs and think you on now. You make a couple steps to see the people here are all foul play. Spitting with wrong styles, facing bars like you want child. Judging you by your pattern, try climbing the ladder, getting hard to breathe, I'm passing Saturn and laugh at the matter. My ink flatterly pages tatted. I heard you chat about kids who never made it past the stratus and had it mastered and made a classic. New artist plastic admitted you may have did it, but JQ's the one that lasted. I may have crashed, but I never fall. My word, you feel them all. I curve my words, I've been wording that's word to Mr. Hall. Been called greatest on my state. I gotta make it right, born to be at the top in the future. So what's the plan tonight? Yeah.
And it's us in the back of my life. We just wanna fight tonight. Yeah, we wanna do the worst way.
Yeah.
We don't care.
The definition was flowing so much, my competition wanna promote.
more years, I stayed hot. Take a break, then I wrote. They say no, I'm focused. My books, they open. I'm poking pages, white in the snow. It's slow, it's storming. These rappers, I'm picking blizzards to grow. It's they battling with my friends, though. Hot a team in the east, keeping your temp low. My crew on your windows, boosting my kinfo. The artists wanna draft. I shut all of these rappers' windows. Now I'm steady, spitting fire. My thoughts, they making the pink glow. Check the tempo, flow is on the pitch, though. With soda, so with you rappers, sleep on my flow. And then wake up screaming, what happened? Bars are hard, I swear you rappers classy. I'm spitting acid and aiming, I'm about to blast the gas. Rappers testing my class, we far from average. Steady whooping like Dallas, lyrical mavericks. I can hold this on my own until last. I'm trashing artists, my darkest dream become reality. I'm puffing on the louder, breeze tracks. Hope you see through the rapping. Flaws in your actions stand out to me. I'm chilling with the best out in the league now. Haters wanna be me, now the flow is knocking these trees down. It's simple, I cripple the game. Had different tips that grip on kids that wanna fiddle with grace. As far as the zip code, they told me go on snap. But snap rappers too far behind me. Come and find me in the lines with a portal into my mind. Because we underrated. Look, God, you saying that we made it. Watch the skies fall. The winter enter my city late. And it's my 18th birthday. Yeah.
And the thoughts in the back of my life, back of my life, my life. You know it's gonna be alright, alright. We just wanna party tonight, tonight, tonight. Fall down, yeah, we wanna do the worst way, worst way. Yeah, we can, yeah, we don't care, don't care. Yeah, they know that it's my birthday, birthday.
Check out the new mixtape, The Boondocks, available on that TIFF. Definitely hot. Shout out to my boys in Delaware doing their thing. Let's definitely get into this topic for tonight. I really want to get some more opinions from my callers. So definitely press 1. I'll open up your mic. You get a chance to discuss tonight's topic. And the real reason I brought it up is because I find so many people judge me, which is so funny because they don't really do anything to help me. And for me, I find it, like, so funny, and it's kind of hard to be nice, but I'm nobody's ever going to take me off my square. But I just wanted to kind of make a statement publicly just to say, keep trying to do me, you know. I will always do me because I'm me, flat out. Nothing changes. And if you do care, know that I am striving to be better and better every day, as should you. Enough said on that topic. For me, like I said, personally, it's kind of crazy because when you do something that's out of the box, out of the norm, even for a female artist, who I am, you know, stepping up into, you know, management, marketing and promotions, you know, doing events, bookings, and different things that I do, working with the DJs, working with artists, trying to put people on, and shine a light to entertainment, you get all types of, I get all types of, you know, just horrible judgments. And it's just like, for me, I find it funny when at the end of the day, I don't get it constructively, you know, and I just really feel like, you make more money or you'll get way more progress with me if you, you know, keep it positive, keep it constructive. So I definitely wanted to not, you know, forget to make my statement about the people who I feel like judge me cruelly and for real, without any fix. It's crazy enough being a woman in a business trying to, you know, maintain a boss mentality, maintain a boss type of business, pick up after a loss, you know, make up for a loss, you know, set up for different things that we have, that I have, you know, to come and that I am working on. So I love that I do have, you know, chances to vent out Philly Shine Radio, my Twitter, my Instagram, none of that goals without understanding the weight that I love it, for real, for real. Like, if it wasn't for Instagram, if it wasn't for MySpace, let's take it back. If it wasn't for MySpace, a lot of you people pissing me off would have been got, you know, handled like a boss, because definitely, as I said earlier in the conversation, I don't plan on being in front of no judge, no real judge, but definitely can handle my business, you know, if need be, for everybody. But like I said, you guys are liabilities. I don't have time for it. The one thing I do is just enjoy life, get a chance to laugh and joke and have some fun. Shout out to Spades, like, and a couple other callers, they keep dropping. I don't understand what's going on, Spades. Like, you with me? You staying with me tonight, or what's going on? You can't mess with, like,
man,
anything else.
Right. Right.
Yeah, all right, we got you. I'm not sure what's up with your track, but I've already committed to, you know, working with you and promoting your song and your video. So don't worry, it's going to be in rotation, and our interview is going to be coming soon. Are you promoting more music, or do you have like a project coming out or something?
Yeah, well, I just dropped actually a mixtape, which the most beautiful thing is on. It's called The Introduction. It's been getting good reviews, like really good reviews. It's actually the reason why, you know, me and the guy that set up for the video, he had heard the mixtape and was like one of those guys that he heard it and wanted to get right to work with me. And it was like, oh, yo, I got to work with you. You know, I can see where you're going, blah, 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 and stuff like that. So, I mean, the project is out, though, and I put a lot of work into it. So, and I hope people will love it. I mean.
So the mixtape is called The Most Beautiful Thing in This World, too?
No. The mixtape is called The Introduction, Spades, and like you can Google it, you know, all that other stuff. But it's on hotnewhiphop.com. That's what it's called. The Introduction.
Nice. Yeah. Well, make sure you email me some more tracks to get ready for the interview. I definitely will get a chance to play some music and show some love. I'm not sure what's up with my guest for tonight. I'm about to. Go find Mr. Vodka, find out what's up with him. I'm gonna go in and play some of his music, get some, show some love real quick to his joint, 50 Bitches. I love this song, too. So check it out before I go get my guest.
In the air, spinning helicopter feet. New track meets, niggas thirsty, trying to catch a leak. Skeet, skeet, trying to eat up on that candy coat, that peach coat. Freaks, when they come, you know they running, coming deep. I got 50 fly bitches, and we out from uptown. Coco brown, red bone, yellow mellow me, yow. Throw that money, honey, watch how she switch. Switch up her style, got her hair swinging.
Like, damn, what if I could
thank you all? I got 50 fly bitches and we all from uptown. Drop it down, clap that ass, make it rain when you hear that sound.
Drop the top when I hop in, candy drip, no mopping. What I'm smoking on is no option, sipping on that toxin. You already know what's popping. was cracking, what it's sitting for. When these hoes know what it's sitting for when I hit the door, and that's real shit. Uptown, them D-boys, what you know about keys, boy? Rocks looking like key lawyers, no high talk. Certified pocket, 55 times two. Certified, 55 bitches, 55 poof.
I was looking at her ass like, damn. The way she up and down on the pole, I was sitting with a smack like, damn. What if I could take you home?
I got 50 fly bitches and we all from uptown. Drop it down, clap that ass, make it rain when you hear that sound.
I got 50 fly bitches that's twerking and stripping. It's fellatio, a few tipping, and the girl goes, throw one, go get it, grab it, get it, got it, good. Only for them girls that grind on wood and grind on good. Hold on tight, don't let go. Niggas like 50 fly girls on board. Look like 50 fly to me, too cool. Like, let's get them 50 girls in the pool. Hotel suite, grab 4 to 5 rooms. Elves, weed, blues, booze, purple, yellow, strong. 4 o'clock, 1 face, 100 booze. 1 face, 100 booze.
Like, damn, the way she got me down on the pole, I was sitting with a smack like, damn, what if I could take you home?
I got 50 fly bitches and we all from uptown, drop it down.
Okay, rolling to the state no more. Zooming off the sound, I turn my head to your shit favorite song. I said I wasn't taking long, but ages in this major month. I aim to buy my pops a crib, take mama out and pay for lunch and stay in touch. Splendid habit also, yeah, I pray for much and made a bunch of changes to my life, so I stay banking up and wait for us. Memories of enemies, stay racing up, too focused on me blowing, to just chill with chicks, they wasted up with a double cup. It's just my luck, these groupies watching us, but can't nobody copy, so we sliding through no hockey pucks, they probably cup. I stay away from cops for reasons obvious, they stand love and wait for trust. They bound the blow, that's probably love, they modeled up. Body like a bottle, let my rocket bust. If it's just me, then it's not us. Gotta stay close like a lock does. If it's 5 months or it's 5 minutes, if you mess around, I ain't mess with it. Got a crew with me, better best believe that she in it. If she don't see the dream that we finish, it's over.
Baby, I'ma ride for you, ride for you, ride for you. As long as you're ride for me.
Met an Indian in September, that was spent the summer. I was selling nicks to that sour D like eat my shumper.
That lie.
From a 2 and 5, fly nigga that's in the tux, but I'm not cuffing. My heart December, no I'm not a tundra, I just poke a face. No I'm not bluffing, her head right, then we got something. You ain't trying to fuck, then we got nothing. All white car, looking like custom, pull up in the jack. Hop in if you spot something,
just hop in.
Monogamy prophecy telling me that she not for me.
She not for me.
So we take a ride on 95, take the first exit. Filling on the skirt, then the thirst crepting. Parallel park on Park Gap, get some head from her, that's the first lesson. Gotta need these hoes. Kicked her out the car, left her guessing. No time for the pussy, don't need that, believe that. Just need the head to where the trees at. Watch the south fall where the leaves at. Gotta text message from the same chick with that dope dick, cause I need that. Baby, relax, if I hit it once, you need rehab. Know my ex shit going through a relapse. If I call her, tell her come through with no feedback. Take your shoes off when you get here.
Baby, I'ma ride for you.
That's my boy JQ, bro, featuring CMF, Monogamy. These guys are so young and just fresh, 19 and 21 from out of Delaware. Definitely showing some love. Oh, nice. going to go check out the switchboard. I know I got ADD, but I got to show some love to my girl Christina calling in from Texas. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, what's up, girl? How you doing?
I've been so busy. Definitely coming to check up with you. You know, we got some business that we need to get to as well as everything else. But welcome to my show. Please introduce yourself. Give a little shout out, a little brief description of what's up with you.
Already. Well, I appreciate you having me on the phone, lady. I do know we need to catch up. But first of all, my name is Christina Birdsong. I am the president and CEO of My Life Productions, a business management and consultation firm. We do a lot of stuff in the entertainment industry as well as corporate, a lot of event planning, bookings, like any pretty much anything that the entertainment industry touches on, we mess with it. First and foremost, before I even get all off into everything else, I got to give a shout out to you, Miss Honest, for looking out for your girl when I was in L.A. Like, you're not even understanding. Man, I'm telling you, you know, I got to shout you out. I got to shout out, you know, Jay, just Jay over at Hype Magazine for, you know, putting in a lot of hours and a lot of hard work. I hope she's listening. I know she's out there up in the Midwest with you. So, you know, I got to shout out my girls, of course. Us ladies be holding it down. You know, the fellas don't give us a lot of credit, so.
They definitely don't. That's even, like, what I was saying about my topic for tonight. Why are people so judgmental?
Judgmental.
Even for myself. Yes, like even for myself, I wear a lot of hats. I do so much, and people just judge and then try to do it themselves instead of helping me out. Like, I don't really get it all the time, but I want to get even your opinion on why people are so judgmental, and you being the boss that you are, I'm sure that you're only constructive if you're giving out any feedback to anybody. But have you ever experienced anybody being overly judgmental towards you?
Of course, all the time. Being a female in the entertainment industry is a lot harder than people would even become to, you know what I'm saying, understand. Judgmental, I know I deal with it on a daily basis, you know, just people passing judgment. I'm a little woman, first off. Let me let you know, I'm 5'3", you know, I'm real rough around the edges, but I'm a little woman, so, you know, me being in the entertainment industry and being a woman in the entertainment industry, you know, we live up underneath that stereotype. It's already hard dealing with, you know, just this whole monster of a thing we call reality, you know, on the other side. A lot of people look, I think a lot of the judgment comes because what the media portrays out to everybody. When you get close to somebody or you get to knowing how they work or how they function, you know, people tend to pass judgment on you because what they see, be it, you know, social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, they take that and they run with it and they already pass judgment on you. So, like, a lot of people know, you know, I tend to focus on my business more so and my client more so than everything else that's going on out here. So people tend to look at me like, oh, you're not connected. You don't know nothing. You know, just passing judgment all day, every day.
Oh, my God.
So
that's number one for me. You don't know that person. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, and then they think they know you. Or because they know somebody that knows you, or however it is, like, you know, a lot of judgmental people, they do a lot of name dropping too. So, you know, people, you know, that really don't know you or really don't know your background or what it is that you do. Like, a lot of people, they really don't know what I do. At the end of the day, you know, for a long time, people thought I was just doing public relations. No, I'm a business manager, but, you know, just growing in the business, you going to get that hat handed to you. You know, if you're a female, if you're a male, somebody's always going to be passing judgment on you because they try to undermine you. People try to make you insecure. people, you know what I'm saying, try to knock you down, because at the end of the day, just real talk, if you're being judged or viewed in a negative light, it's trying to knock you off your game because you're doing something right.
That's all.
I've been doing this for 17 years. A lot of people don't know that. I started my own business with $1,000, you know, back in a little country town. So, you know, I had to struggle through it to learn, you know, the do's and the don'ts in running a business, period. You know, a lot of people don't heed advice from people that have been in business. They look at it, oh, you fail. You know, if you ever run into somebody that failed at a business or failed at, you know, at trying to be successful doing something, those are the people that you should listen to. Those are the people, you know what I'm saying, that can give you advice and tell you, you know, look, young one, don't do this. Don't do that. You know, and it's not that we're trying to shy you away from chasing and pursuing your dreams, but 9 times out of 10, you have a whole lot of people around you. They're not passing judgment on you. They're giving you constructive criticism. So that's where I think a lot of us look at everybody being judgmental, everybody hating or whatever it is. We don't know how to take constructive criticism.
Yeah, and I feel like you can always separate the two, because if someone's saying don't do this and then they're telling you why, you know, they're telling you what happened, they're telling you their advice, that's constructive. If people are like, don't do this, they're stupid, that's dumb, that's not constructive. That's just, you know what I mean, I can't handle it. But I'll just, like I said earlier, I'm going to leave you alone. Like, being constructive in a judgment is when you're giving a person another option, like a better option in your opinion. That's it.
It's just all in the way people handle you. It's all in the way people talk to you. You just have to be wise enough and smart enough and really pay attention to your surroundings. I tell people that all the time. You know, you'll know what's going on around you, or be able to step back. If you can step back and look clearly at a whole situation, you'll be able to tell if you're being judged or if somebody's trying to help you go in the right direction. Nowadays, you have to be very mindful. You know, a lot of people talk about trust and loyalty and all this other stuff. It's real out here, you guys. It's so real. It is so real. And the only people that can really pass judgment on you is yourself. You know, don't ever let somebody tell you something wrong or you know, if you have a gut feeling, we don't listen to ourselves anymore. We're so filled with, you know, so much going on, hustle and bustle and trying to, you know, be on top of everything. We don't step back and we don't listen to ourselves because we're too busy listening to everybody else. That's your gut, that's your intuition, that's your sixth sense or whatever you want to call it. 9 times out of 10, if it doesn't feel right and you have to question it and 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 pick it apart, then 9 times out of 10, it's not right. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing when people are up in judgment on you. You have to know that person that it's coming from in order to say, okay, you know what, you judge me. You know what I'm saying? That's why nowadays you have people sitting up telling you before they even start a conversation, oh, well, I'm going to tell you this, but don't judge me. Now you hear a lot of people saying that because...
Yeah, a lot of people, they get so automatically defensive. And then for me, I'm not a person that's going to do that. And I feel like if you have to say that to a person, don't tell them this shit.
If I got to start my conversation off and text, don't judge me. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't even be talking to you in the first damn place.
Right. I feel like, you know, certain times you can use that phrase if you talking to your girlfriend, you know what I mean, your homies, and you like on a light. But people seriously have to say that to certain people, and it's like, don't even do that. Like, why are you even saying it if you're feeling, you know what I mean, some type of way or insecure in what you're doing? Like, if you were insecure in what you did, you shouldn't have done it and maybe make better decisions. Because, like, even for me, myself, I have to weigh out everything before I do it. So if I did it,
right,
you can judge all you want. I love that I did it. You know what I mean? Flat out.
Yeah.
Like, end of the day,
most
I'm not
definitely,
doing that
for definitely. Like I said, at the end of the day, it's just all about being careful about who you have around you. If you don't want to feel like you're being judged and you know what I'm saying, you don't want to be up underneath that magnifying glass, you know, get from up underneath the people that are holding that magnifying glass over you. Just be mindful about everything, every person you come in contact with, because there's some crazy people out here in this world, girl.
It is. And I'm so glad even for you I got a chance to – you know, get more of your personality. We've only, you know, done business and, you know, chit-chatted a little bit. But I definitely want to build more with you. I'm all about my female pussy taking over is one of my slogans and a song I did, actually. So I'm all about, you know what I mean, let's definitely conglomerate this whole world to get it on. I know conglomerate.
Hey, man, I'm ready. I don't know, man. Is Philly ready for me? You know what I'm saying? Is Honest ready for me? Like, a movie.
No,
you know, I got a lot of stuff coming up on my calendar. So it's just like, you know, hey, hold your breath. You know, we on our way. So,
yeah, let's work it out. But won't you shout out some of the artists that you're working with? Because I definitely want to hear a chance. Your team ASAP on Philly Shine Radio. So before I let
you go, definitely show love to your team. Well, man, first and foremost, you know, I gotta give a huge shout out, you know, to the person. A lot of people really don't know, you know, that we've been working with each other for a very long time. You know, really since I touched down here in Dallas. You know, I'm not originally from Dallas, but I can say, you know, that. You know, this is my home now. You know, this is where I'm at. This is where my business is based out of. You know, it's a lot of people in the city, man. If I could shout out everybody, I would. But they know I ain't going to. But the main person that I do want to shout out that, you know, just really motivated me and kind of kept my head on my shoulders and taught me how to be very humble and just really learn the industry and not rush into things, you know, Body, that's my boy. You know, he's out in Vegas and LA. That's my nigga, you know. First and foremost, I got to give him big ups, you know. Yeah, Body, that's my dude. You know, he really, you know, taught me, you know, a lot about, you know, the entertainment industry and how not to, you know, me being a female coming into this, how not to put my emotions so much into this and not, you know, and take things that people say to me with a grain, you know what I'm saying, like a grain of sand. You know, it's here today and it'll blow away tomorrow, so I got to give him a shout-out. Of course, Team ASAP, of course, you know, DJ ASAP, 106 in Park, Mr. 106 in Park himself, you know, we're out there every month, you know, a recurring residential, you know, position at 106 in Park. We work really hard to get there. I got to give him major love. You know, DJ ASAP, he's very, very humble. A lot of people, you know, they don't get to see the other side of him, you know, the funny clown jokes aside, and the businessman that he is. You know, he told me he wanted to do something, and he wanted to take it to another level, and we did that. You know, he gave me an opportunity to shine and really, you know, get my name out here and attach myself to a movement that's just phenomenal right now. Hype Magazine,
yeah.
You know, them jumping on board. You know, I got to give a shout-out to Jerry and Jay over at Hype Magazine. If everybody doesn't know, you know, we just had our press run. We're getting ready to get released, you know, actually being announced nationally, you know, through Hype Magazine, Team ASAP, My Life Productions. We are official, you know, brand ambassadors for the South part of, you know, United States. With Hype Magazine, and they don't bring on too many brand ambassadors, so that was an honor for us to be attached to. I don't know who else, just the whole team ASAP, Dallas Local, my business partner, my investor, Jonathan the investor, my sponsors, Hortensia, Dalise. I can't even think of everybody. Like, everybody, if anybody's listening, they're probably going to kill me and be like, girl.
We definitely going to get it popping. I want to plan on doing something in September, you know what I'm saying, and probably just use DJ ASAP, and we get something popping over here in Philly. I have
Man,
too many artists that I'm working with, and definitely will get with you in the next week or two. After my birthday. My birthday is Sunday, so I'm going to be turning up all week.
Happy early birthday,
yes.
Ma. Man, I mean, we're definitely going to connect. You know, like I said, we're out in New York once a month, permitting ASAP, you know, busy-ass schedule. He don't want Hollywood on us. We just came from Hollywood, so working with Nikki and getting ready to do some stuff, you know, with her and Mixed Fusion. Shout out to Mona. Shout out to Nikki, of course, the whole Young Money crew for showing us love. Chucky, what's up, Chucky? Rich Boy, also Foxy Productions, like MQTs, you know, photography, like everybody that showed me love. You know, you know, calling and checking on the sister, you know what I'm saying, when she out here dealing with these old judgmental-ass niggas.
Yeah, you know, I would just love to have seen you 5'3 and all handling business.
Man.
I really would have.
I mean, you know, I got a new campaign that's getting ready to launch. It's strictly for the ladies, Hustlers and Stilettos, you know, Inc., you know, just pulling in all the bad hustlers, you know what I'm saying, that's running around here in their heels and giving these boys a run for their money. So y'all be on the lookout for that. You know, we finna go nationwide with it. So
that sounds about right. So, I just wrote that down. So I'm going to make sure we have a little conference and I find out how I can put my ladies on it because I'm spread
all over
the country.
Yeah, that's my baby. It's, you know, it's something that I've been, you know, looking at, trying to do. I was on Blog Talk Radio a couple years back doing my own little show. So, you know, anybody that's trying to, you know, get it out here, especially the ladies, you know, my hat's off and salute to you ladies. Like, for real, y'all are holding it down for us. Y'all, you know, y'all, ladies like you and Mona and Casey and Dalise, you know, Delight, you know, with, you know, the radio on air. Ladies, y'all make it easy for us to get out here and make noise. So
yeah.
My hat's off to you.
Yeah, it's about that outlet. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. And then, like I said, just, like, building up on me learning your personality and how you do things is 100. And... And I can fucking relate all day. So, nothing but just building up. This great foundation, I swear. Like, nothing but building up.
Well, get Philly ready for us because Team ASAP is ready. Hustlers and Stilettos, we ready.
Hustlers and Stilettos, I need that. You got the logo done for it?
Man, I got the logo, man. I'm actually tightening it up. You know, some of the logos that I used in the past, I wasn't really comfortable with them because, you know, I've grown. You know, my business sense has grown. So, you know, we getting ready to revamp, probably launching it. I say August, you know, the beginning of September, around that time. So, you know, just get ready
all right,
for
cool.
it.
I was going off for my girl LC Design. She definitely do them logos all crazy.
Man, I need a whole new team. I need a whole new team. We, you know, I'm revamping the company. I'm restructuring everything. We're adding a lot of other outlets, you know, to things that, you know, I can bring to the table. You know, I'm looking for new hustlers, you know, Hustlers and Stilettos, you know, they want to join up, interns. You know, I'll shoot you over my information. You know, if anybody is My Life Productions, spell with a LYFE at gmail.com, send me your resume. You know, I'm looking. I'm looking to put females on. You know, I'm what they call an old soul, you know, still in a young looking body. Don't get it twisted. I'm an old lady. I don't look it, but I'm an old lady. So, you know, I'm looking to try to put on some
look
females.
Like an old lady. Shut up.
Man, I'm 34.
That's not old.
You know,
oh my God.
Yes.
First of all, I turned 31 on Sunday, and I feel you know, I'm gonna be honest, you know, and then like Sunday I'm gonna have my birthday show on Philly Shine Radio, all about, you know, how much I enjoy every goddamn day. Fuck years, I enjoy every day of my age. But 30 is fun. I look forward to more of this 30. Like, I feel like I've learned so much, and I know what I'm not going to deal with, you know?
Yeah. Hey, that's a whole, look, that's a whole nother show we got to get them boys, you know? That's a whole nother show. I would love to be on the show, you know, trying to teach these guys out here about a boss chick in her state of mind. Like, that's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show.
Definitely.
So.
Well, we'll definitely get it on. And again, thank you so much for joining on a call. I'm going to get back into this music and have some more fun on Felishon Radio. And we're going to get a chance to, like I said, Bill, I'm happy to hear the opportunity to help you out. And I can't wait to put people on.
You got my number, girl. You can call me anytime.
Exactly. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Already. All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Peace. Definitely. Shout out to my girl Christina calling in. I appreciate her because you don't always meet women who are willing to work. And what I mean by work is come up with a plan, you know what I mean? Come up with some money for the plan, you know what I mean? Like, execute that plan and sell a plan, because it ain't marketing if you ain't got nothing for sale. Like, you could say you marketing all you want, but a part of marketing is having a product, having an event, having something for a consumer. So get your shit together. It's some women out there controlling it, and we already know that's the type of things I've been on. Now, I don't know what's up with my special guest, Mr. Vodka, but I'm going to definitely get to his ears a little later. But we want to show some love to him. You know, he got all his ignorant banging music. This is his track, 50 Bitches. Check it out. Oh, it's awesome.
In the air, spinning helicopter feet. New track meets niggas thirsty, trying to catch a leak. Skeet, skeet, trying to eat up on. Spinning helicopter feet, new track meets niggas thirsty, trying to catch a leak. Skeet, skeet, trying to eat up on that candy coat, that peach coat. Freaks, when they come, you know they running, coming deep. I got 50 fly bitches, and we out from uptown. Coco brown, red bone, yellow mellow me. Yow, throw that money, honey, watch how she switch. Switch up her style, got her hair swinging wild.
She got me down on the pole, I was sitting with a smack like, damn, what if I could paint you home?
I got 50 fly beaches and we all from uptown. Drop it down, clap that ass, make it rain when you hear that sound.
Drop the top when I hop in, candy drip, no mopping. What I'm smoking on is no option. Sippin' on that toxin. Y'all already know what's poppin', what's crackin', what it's sittin' for. What these hoes know what it's sittin' for when I hit the dough. And that's real shit. Uptown with them D-boys. What you know about keys, boy? Rocks lookin' like keyloids. No high talk. Certified pocket 55 times 2. Certified 55 bitches 55 poof.
I was looking at her ass like, damn. The way she got me down on the pole, I was sitting with a smack like, damn, what if I can take you home?
I got 50 fly beaches and we all from uptown. Drop it down, clap that ass, make it rain when you hear that sound.
I got 50 fly bitches that's twerking and stripping. It's fellatio, she's tipping and the girl go for once, go get it, grab it, get it, got it, good. Only for them girls that grind on wood. Homeboy tight, don't let your niggas like 50 fly girls on board. Look like 50 fly.
face, 100 blues. One face, 100 blues.
Looking at her ass like, damn. The way she got me down on the pole, I was sitting with a smack like, damn. What if I could take you home?
I got 50 fly beaches and we all from uptown. Drop it, bow, clap that ass, make it rain when you hear that sound.
Johnny. GDJ. Shit. Know what we gonna do, right?
Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water. My chain that's frozen water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck your fire, we got water.
Take this beat under the water. Got my city under sea. I go swimming in the winter. My bitch from overseas. That's options you can't pick. I get a wetter quick. She hit me when she with you. That's when she wanna dip. I'ma get up in the water. Swim a couple laps. No, I'm strapped before I dive in. Kendrick told me that. We gon' drink about a fifth. We gon' smoke another sack. I just drown out all.
Chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water. My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck yeah. Your fire, we yeah. Got water.
I smoke that OG by the quarter. The quarter.
Okay.
And I'm on that lean, that purple water. That water.
Okay.
You know I got a neck right across the border. The border.
Julio.
I swear he send that work over to Florida. The Florida.
Okay.
I get it back to Philly. I transport it. I port it. Know a nigga got that powder for them snorters.
Uh-huh.
Them snorters. So if you need that work, nigga, place your order. Your order. God damn, I love this game like a Richard Porter. Nigga Porter. I'm known for fucking our mothers and daughters. For sure, bruh. But I'm something like a pimp. They don't get one quarter. One quarter. I love fast money, fast car, bright ice, fast broad. Gilly homie got a mean team, it's the king of Philly and the scheme team.
Take this beat under the water, my chain that's frozen water. That white girl in that water, my sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water, ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water, fuck your fire, we got water. Take this beat under the water,
my chain that's frozen water.
My sharks don't live in water. All my kittens smell like water. Ain't sipping on no water. Ain't pissing out no water. Fuck no fire.
Here we
definitely showing love. Had to bring that joint back. Seer, Scheme Team, my boy Gilly, King of Philly, Dunny on the beat, Dunny on the hook also. Shout out to everybody checking in tonight on the Philly Shine Radio. Hey, X-Squad DJ CEO DeMel on the line. I don't know where he went to, but sure we'll get him back on the line. Shout out to everybody on Blog Talk. Like, I was going to leave Blog Talk and do one of those other radio broadcasts, but I don't know where I will be without the switchboard. I love it, I love it, I love it. Shout out to my peoples calling from Risk Takers Clothing Line.
Yo. Yeah,
what's up? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Definitely shout out, you know, your brand. I know we got that good meeting coming down to my office tomorrow.
Oh, most definitely. Looking forward to it. You know, we out here grinding. You know, we just out here trying to connect with everything that's hot, everything that's Philly. We a part of that, you know what I mean? We part of the streets, and we just trying to show love. And we're trying to connect with everybody who's trying to connect with us. You know what I mean? We're starting a big movement
out
here in the city.
Yeah, definitely shout out what you're doing. Yeah, you know, your Instagram or website. Give us some information
okay.
While I got you on the line.
Okay. All right. Well, right now, our website, we are having that done right now. In the meantime, you can check out our entire portfolio on Instagram at Risk Takers Clothing. And that's R-I-S-K, Takers is T-A-K-E-R-Z, not S, but a Z. Risk Takers Clothing on Instagram. You can check out our entire portfolio on there. You can check me out at Rez the Ruler. You can check my partner out, the CEO of this company, Dollarize.
How you spell it? How you spell Rez the Ruler?
R-E-D-Z-D-A-R-U-L-E-R. That's on Instagram, Rez the Ruler on Instagram. And,
R-E-D-Z?
Yeah, R-E-D-Z.
Oh.
Yeah, D-A-R-U-L-E-R.
Oh,
yeah, Reds. And like I said, my partner and the CEO of this entire movement is Dollarize, and he can be found on Instagram and all social media at Dollarize at Dollarize, and check out his project. He's got it on NatPiff. He's got it on SoundCloud. You know, he's got a single out. And he's doing a lot of big things, and the clothesline is moving. You know, we trying to connect with everybody for what we're doing right now. The Risk Takers movement is really picking up, and we just really appreciate all the support that we're getting from the city right now. We're just looking to build on that.
I know that's right. Definitely, I've always liked the design for Risk Takers, so I look forward to getting a chance to work and collaborate with you guys. So that's going to be big.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I gotta say,
my boy Dollarize has supported me day FN1,
Most definitely. And you know, we looking to continue that. You know, like you said, from day one, we looking to continue that on forward into the future, as well as linking up with anybody else who's looking to collaborate with us, you know what I mean? Like, we looking to unite the city. We not looking to burn no bridges or cause no division. We trying to bring artists and the community together, you know what I mean? So any artist that's, you know, y'all feel like y'all risk takers, you know what I mean? Like, this movement is for you. So we can do custom things. We can link up. Let's do it. It's Philly. All
right. Well, I got to get your opinion on my topic for tonight, which is, you know, how judgmental people are. And, like, I just want to know, have you ever found anybody to be just overly judgmental?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when it comes to people being judgmental, I mean, it's normally because they're looking at things from a one-sided point of view. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times they have their preconceived notions about a person or the type of things that they're into. And, you know what I mean, instead of really taking the time to look beyond what they see on the surface, they just want to judge from what they think they know. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've definitely come across a lot of people like that. But, you know what I mean? In life, you just got to keep it moving. You know what I mean? You got to see it for what it is and take it for what it's worth and keep it moving.
I know, that's right. Definitely appreciate your sentiments on it. Look forward to our meeting tomorrow. And thank you again for calling in tonight.
Oh, no, I appreciate the invite. I really do. You know what I mean? It's a pleasure to be able to finally connect with you on some level, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow as well.
Exactly. That's what's up. Shout out to my boy, everybody in the building, showing some love. Appreciate all the support everybody gives. You know, it makes my job that much easier. We could connect more and show some love. Shout out to the CEO X Squad DJs in the building, finally. What up, boss?
What up, Honest?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
what's the news?
Hell yeah.
It's me. I ain't been on the newsletter this month yet.
You say what?
I said, what's the update, baby? Can you hear me now?
Well, L Street's single is picking up around the country. She'll be here this weekend. I don't know how long she'll be here, but she's moving. And who knows? hopefully we get everybody moved to Atlanta. Shout out to DJ Van Wick. He got about 7 clubs that we putting DJs in, so that's about it.
Are you looking forward to X Squad DJs Radio Live on Philly Shine Radio Thursday? I swear we worked out all the kinks. Everything should be on deck. Is it going to be on B? We're going to have those streets put in? Like, what's going on? What's popping?
Oh, I didn't know what you was talking about. I hope I don't be asleep.
What you saying?
Hope I don't be asleep.
Well, make sure everybody else is up.
All righty, how was your day?
What'd you say, baby?
How was your day?
I can't hear you.
How was your day?
Oh, how was my day? My day was awesome, awesome, awesome. Got a chance to really, you know, organize a lot of things. I have this event coming up Friday here in Philly. As I said, the Buzz at Club Halo 5051 Lancaster Avenue. We'll be going down for performances by my boy Uncle Pete, bringing out Buck, Ryan Buck, trying to have Snapfest on deck. And this Sunday, you know, I don't need no gifts, but y'all can say happy birthday to me. I'm going to be in New York at the Tiffany Lounge. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to Big
D. And if anybody wants to perform in Pittsburgh August the 23rd, let me know or hit Worm the DJ.
Oh, shit. We going to Pittsburgh. I'm definitely going to get on that as well. Toxic Electrica, my artist, actually lived out in Pittsburgh for a little while, so she got a little family over there to help Worm out, show him some love. God, I love Worm the DJ. Gotta hit him up. I hope he loves me, too. I'm sure he does. I'll beat him up. Shout out to everybody checking in on the switchboard tonight. Just to kind of, I want to kind of close out the topic for tonight. But before I close it out, I definitely got to get your opinion about how judgmental people are nowadays. And just like,
before we get into that, I want to shout out my man from Global Thugs that hit me today. That's his uncle that they posted on Instagram today all over the place. And I want to keep
my
prayers.
How do you spell it? I
want
to follow him.
Oh, no, okay. I don't have his Instagram. I got his phone number.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Have him on deck for Thursday. You don't have to be up.
He was talking about they having a march through Brooklyn supposed to happen earlier today. So, you know, everything went correct.
That's hot. Definitely. Shout out to everybody doing community work. We have the Peace on the Streets concert tomorrow here in Philly. I'm definitely going to be out there representing for my boy, DJ Ant Lava, Turn Up, Mr. Bell said it's himself, doing his goddamn thing. Shout out to everybody at Pound 99 and all that. So,
I got my new models on calling. And shout out to my boy that's listening. How can we get in the Pittsburgh show fam? Man, we ain't going in the Pittsburgh.
Yo, it's just all over. But shout out, it's a lot of people just listening in, you know what I mean, tonight on the show. Definitely press 1, let yourself be known. But all right, now that you did your shout out, can you talk about my topic now? Thank you.
Hold on.
I want to hear from you.
I changed my number. If anybody wants their music spent, they need to call 678-619-7961. 678-619-7961.
All right. Tonight's topic is about how judgmental people are.
How who?
How judgmental people are, like how people are overly judgmental and not even constructive, getting paid for it.
I think, like this weekend, I was out and about, had a situation where, you know, people don't recognize the difference within you. You know what I mean? But they talk about, they go against what you are, and they turn around and do the same thing. You know what I mean? I don't think that's right.
Damn, for real? I heard you. Hello?
And, you know, I say a lot of black people do that. You know what I mean? You got all these different races that's working together and building up their community, and they don't have no trash around. And you go to a black community, you see trash. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I can't say enough how much I want people to, you know, just do better for themselves and for their community. It's hard.
They allow it to happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, because just like you might see a white guy just dressed up, you know what I mean? We do it too. But when you see some guy with chains hanging around his lip and purple hair, we do the same thing that the white people, we do the same thing to the white people that they do to us.
I know that's right, and then at the end of the day, it's like, where is the progress, you know? And certain people are just satisfied with it. And I'm not being judgmental if I'm saying that I want you to progress. I'm trying to be constructive, right?
Like me and you, you know, you got mad at me, you know, but I was like, you know, I'm just trying to make you better. You know what I mean? Because nobody that care ain't going to be harder on the person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I always know that you're being constructive or whatever, but you already know I'm spoiled and I'm going to get attitude anyway, so I appreciate that you accept me, flaws and all, every time. I really do.
Because I had a conversation about you the other day. They mentioned your name, and they said that you have came a long way. And they was like that, and I said, you know, she had a lot to do with it, you know what I mean? But now she sees who's got her back.
Exactly.
When I first met you, you was cussing people out. You was ready to beat somebody up. You know,
I'm still doing it. Well,
I'm doing it around me, though. I guess you fake around me and you be real around them. I don't understand.
No. It's all good. I'm joking. I haven't, to be honest, I haven't had the need to even think about cursing a person out, because what I've learned, even from, you know, doing business with the X-Squad DJs, doing business with everybody else, managing the studio, running the showcase, I can't always be Walia, that young girl from 58th Street, growing into, you know what I mean, who always did what she wanted and took names and, you know, definitely defended herself. I've never been on the offense with anybody, but I definitely have always wanted to defend myself. But people aren't worth the liability. You know, my son can't eat gel. You know, I can't have people coming to my events and seeing me turned up. I don't even drink too much when I'm at my events anymore because I don't want anybody to think I was drunk when I told security to escort you out or whatever. Because it's just not worth it. Like, it's not worth it. Like, not that I'm scared or have any fear. It's just a better way to do business when you take the time out to maybe even find out why the person is getting on your nerves or didn't bring up all the money or whatever. And it's a simple thing now is pay like you weigh or get out my face. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't have to get married. And those are some of the things that you taught me. And it's been an awesome friendship as well as a business relationship with you. So I definitely got to shout you out for that, my baby.
Thing is, you know, if you can love, and then if you love yourself more than anything, because a lot of people have problems in their home, broken down because of that situation, but it don't have to be like that.
Right. You definitely don't. Definitely don't. And shout out to that 678 number you said. I opened up the line. Who was on it? You called in from two different lines? Who's that? Your mic's open. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What type of sneaky stuff y'all doing? You know we got a new line. You guys want to call women thoughts for y'all snots. Sneaky nigga over there. Stupid nigga over there. Stunt nigga over there. You know, side nigga over there. We were going. I'm going in on that snot thing. We're going to do that all tomorrow. Slimy nigga over there. Smelly nigga over there. So we will go there.
I'm going to introduce my new model on Thursday then. I told her I'd be on the radio for 15 minutes, but I'll just tell her, I promote her that she'll be on your show Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to unwrapping a new model, pun intended, showing her some love. And shout out to everybody joining in with me on Philly Shop Radio.
She's on an 816 number.
816? I'm about to check it out.
Okay.
Right now. No, I don't see no 816. Press 1. If you want a line, 816. Shout out to everybody on the line. We getting ready to close out this show, actually. Definitely press 1.
And I have my new sponsor on the radio, too.
You said you have your who?
My new sponsor.
Oh, nice. So that's all for Thursday?
Kush Liquids.
Oh, all right. Well, cool. I look forward to that, too. Definitely.
I'm going to give you the whole artillery. I'm going to give you the whole new artillery on Thursday.
All right. Cool. Red October. Before you get off the line, we got to talk about Red October. Red October.
Next year, J3 is not ready, so I will be doing something else. It'll be a Wu-Tang and SYDJ conference during October the 21st.
I'm looking forward to it. So I just want to close out music for my boy Vodka. Check this joint out, Bang Bang. We want to say goodnight to everybody on Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to everybody calling.
Blah, 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 blah. We shoot down. Bang, bang, blah, 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 bang, blah, 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 blah. We shoot down. Bang, bang, blah. Bang, bang, blah, we shootin' down.
We shoot them down, we bang, bang, boom.